Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. This is episode 31 of Art Talk, and today I have my artist friend Samantha Kaplan with me as a guest.
Yes.
Really excited. Yeah.
So happy to be here.
Samantha is an abstract landscape painter, but she's also a coach.
Yeah.
And she helps people to get a thriving business or change their lives in general.
Yeah.
And the conscious and subconscious is a topic that she loves to talk about.
Yeah.
And she does this often in her Facebook lives that I follow. But it's also a topic that is deep to my heart.
Yeah.
So you are the only problem you will ever have.
Yeah.
And you are the only solution.
Yeah.
I bet you know who said this.
Well, I've heard Bob Proctor say it a million times. So
Exactly. So welcome to you. And I really enjoy you being here with me. And to get onto that quote, how does this quote relate to your own journey?
Well, it's so interesting because this is what I've been teaching so much lately. It all goes back to cause and effect and recognizing your own cause to your effect. Your cause to effect creates your entire life. And this is, there's a lot of personal responsibility here. Like one thing, it's interesting we're talking now because I got sick the past month. I got COVID. I lasted 2.5 years and then I became susceptible and got it. And it was really hard. I'm going to be honest. I was in victim mode in the beginning because it was just not easy. My body was like, what is this thing? I was trying to heal from it. And it took me about a solid month to fully be back to myself. And halfway through, I was like, well, what if this is... I remember someone asked me a question and it was like, well, what if this is to see the blind spots in your business? So I was like, well, I figured that out the first week because the first week I still tried to do as much as I could do that was possible. And it was really hard. But I asked myself the question, what if this is the opportunity for me to do that inner work? Like, I'm always doing inner work, but to really do the inner work that maybe I just never had the time to do because we give ourselves those excuses because we always have things to do. And here I was in a position where I physically couldn't do a lot of those things. So it's really interesting because when you really look at all your thoughts and everything that's going on, anytime you judge, because honestly, if you're judging someone, it's just because it's a reflection of where you're judging yourself. That's easier to look at outside than inside. And if you really look at every single thing that's going on in your head, your results are no surprise. If you're really aware of what's going on internally and you ask yourself, okay, what's this about? What's this about? Who do I need to forgive here? Who do I need to forgive here? Because we all have trauma in our lives. I mean, it's just part of being human. Like, people do things to us and we don't understand it, so we think it's about us when it's really just their shit that they put on us, and we were too young to not be aware that, like, oh, this has nothing to do with me. It's just them. And that's on the person they're expressing it to. And when you don't know what to do with it, of course, that stores, that becomes, turns into this common belief that you take on. And when you really become aware of everything that's going on inside, it's like, well, no wonder. But the thing is, when you change it and you're like, well, what's the new story I'm going to write about my life? What's the new story I'm going to create? What are the dominant thoughts and feelings I'm going to think about what it is I want to change in my life? What's the vision of my life look like? Who is that version of myself there? How do they think? How do they feel? How do they act? The version that has everything that I could possibly want. Am I thinking, feeling, and acting like that person today? And if you're not, that's the gap. That's the gap you need to close. This is where personal responsibility comes in. And this is something like no one could do this for you. You can only do it for yourself. And it's interesting because I coached so many different people over the past, like, 2.5 years. And even before that, I was mentoring people. I didn't call myself a coach then, but I was still doing it. But seriously, I was doing it, like, as a paid coach these past 2.5 years. And it's interesting. Like, you work with some people and they win dramatically. And you work with some people and it's like you can't help them. It's because they can't help themselves. And it's one of those things where you have to realize, like, they haven't done the work yet. They still have so much work to do. And you can't do that for them. You could guide them. You could hold the space for them. You could create the environment for them to enter into a different energy, into a different possibility. But they have to, you can't make someone do inner work. Like, they have to be willing to actually take the time, take it seriously, see what's going on the inside, and decide they're going to transform their lives by going and transforming themselves.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
Because yeah, we are all responsible for every step in our lives. And you have to sit down and listen to that inner voice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something really important, that's forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because if you can't forgive, you do not forgive to be friends again with that person who hurt you. It's for you. It's solely for you. But you free yourself.
Yeah.
Because your neurons start to, if you don't do it, it comes back.
Yeah.
And you think about it. And that's what Joe Dispenza said. Or says frequently, that's what wires together. So before you know it, you have built huge neurological paths.
Yeah.
And it's, that's true.
It's why it's releasing it. It's one thing to realize. And I was listening to someone today and she was so on point. And it's like, we're so powerful that we create the bad just as we create the good. And most of us don't realize our cause and effect. So we just think it's just circumstance. This is just the way life is. And it's like, no, you're the creator. You just don't realize how powerful you are and what you've been creating. This is why awareness is so important. I tell people, if you really look at all your thoughts and you really take an inventory and you really write down, like, what do I think about me? How do I see me? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And just really take an inventory about all those. And there's more questions you could ask. Those are just a four that came to mind immediately. But if you really start paying attention, it's like, no wonder. No wonder that showed up. No wonder. And that's where you could ask yourself, like, how do I want to think about this now? How do I want to think about this differently? How do I want to think about this moving forward?
Yeah, and important in that to add to it is to see your past as wisdom.
Oh, yeah. It's major. It's major.
That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Here you are in a now. So important because there is no past, there is no future, there's now.
Yeah,
but you have a vision for there. So you are grateful here and you hold on to there. And you look forward to what you are about to create.
Yeah.
That is something. Yeah.
Sorry. I was going to elaborate on that. It's not even you just hold on to the vision. You go to the vision. You live there. And you bring that frequency of that vision to now. Yeah. That allows you to collapse time and accelerate forward. But that's a practice. That's a disciplined practice of believing it. Because why do people sometimes don't achieve their visions or... maybe it doesn't come in the time frame. Like sometimes things, there's a gestation period and there are things that take time, but I do believe it's more about your belief about it and how much you believe that it's happened. Like there's people who do extraordinary things in like just a few months, like things that people consider to be impossible. Why did it happen? Because they believed it. They brought that frequency into now as if it was happening now, and they changed their cause, which obviously changed the effect. They changed who they were. They changed the molecular structure in their body by going there. Yep. So what happened? That changed the effect that showed up in their lives.
Exactly. It's a quantum jump you do.
Yeah. That's how people quantum leap. And it's interesting. We think quantum leap is all about action. It's interesting because you talk about a lot about molecular, you've mentioned stuff about the brain and neurons. It's, and this is something Bob Proctor used to talk about this all the time, and I never really understood it until like very recently. But the thing is, your subconscious mind controls you 95% of the day. It's running the show.
Yep.
So it's like it's moving your body in ways, whether it's either for you or it's self-sabotage. It's self-sabotage or it's for you. It's like one or the other. And so many times people are self-sabotaging themselves. I've done it and not even know what I was doing. I've just done a lot of inner work to discover that. And we don't even realize our body's just moving that direction. So we're trying to make this goal happen. We're working so hard, wondering why it's not happening. But we don't realize we're programmed to self-sabotage. But when you change the programming and you change yourself to your program, you convince yourself that this is who you are. You convince yourself this is your identity. You convince yourself you're going to achieve success. Guess what happens? Your body, your mind believes it, like it's convinced of it. It moves your body. You don't even know what you're doing, but then it just starts showing up. It's like you literally have everything working for you to achieve that. And people, like, you didn't even have to work hard for it. It just came because it was just second nature. It was all subconscious. Yep. And that's what people don't understand.
No, but that is difficult. And there is another thing, and that's a question, because reprogram your software is, because it is software, right?
But it's true. It's so true.
It's the software in our brain. Yeah. And you often say, it's so simple.
It sounds already, it's and yet there's so many who do not feel that it is simple.
Well, here's the thing. Simple and easy are two different things.
Exactly. Go there. Come on.
We all know this. Like, simple means it's not complicated. Like, we like to make things complicated, because if we make things complicated, it gives us an excuse to, like, not do the work. But it really is simple. It's like, okay, what's going on inside with me? What needs to be replaced? Of course, you may need support. Like, there's a thing where, like, I've done hypnotherapy several times, because I'll be honest, I've had traumas in my life, and I need support releasing some of them, because they were some deep stuff. Some things manifested. Like, I used to have severe, like, crazy severe pain for, like, 7 years, like, every month, like, to the point where I'd pass out. And that was all related to traumas that got stored and manifested into that thing. And it wasn't until I got the support to release it. Because honestly, the interesting thing about when you go through things in your life and then you grow and evolve for a minute, you just doubt, you forget how hard that was, that time was. You really do. Because you just go beyond it. You move on with your life. You just keep working and growing. And like for me, I kept working and growing and expanding, just kind of focused on where I was going. So of course I'm dealing with this pain and just managing and trying to just, you know, deal with what it was. And the more and more I became aware, and then I finally was like, you know what? Enough. I'm done with dealing with this. I'm going to solve it. And it's like, it brings up, what were the experiences that caused the pain? And I kind of knew part of it. I had a good feeling of what it was. And it was part of that, but I forgot how hard that time was. I forgot how chaotic that time was and how my body was literally recreating that in my experience, like, almost every month. And it's like, this is where I say, it's like, yeah, it's not necessarily easy. Like, I do seek support with some things, because some things just are not the easiest thing to release. I'll become aware of them, but releasing them is not always the easiest thing. But that's just one part of the equation. It's like releasing it, and then it's creating the new story, and then buying into the new story and disciplining your mind and knowing when your mind's going back to the old. Like, I have people, and there's people I recommend to this one person who's really brilliant at doing this, but I tell them, it's like, that's only the first part of the step. Yeah, you released a lot of stuff. You released a lot of resistance. It's amazing. You cleared the pathway. But if you don't replace it with the new, you're going to go back to your old thought patterns and habits.
Yeah.
That's just second nature to you. So this is where you cleared the resistance, which is amazing. But now you have to you need to start nurturing the new thought patterns and beliefs. And this is why identity work is so important. This is why it's so important to be aware of, okay, who is the version of myself that has all the things that I want? And get really clear on that identity. I don't know if your audience is male or female or both. Who is she? How does he or she act? How does he or she show up when the contrast shows up? This is an interesting one. How does he or she respond? It's like, in all these things, it's literally creating an identity. And being like, okay, I'm going to be that person tonight. I'm going to start being that person now. And that's a constant decision, because you're going to see your mind might try to bring you back, and you have to be like, no, I don't want to do what is that thought or belief going to give me what I want? And if the answer is no, I'm going to go back to what we call like the divine self. I'm going to keep disciplining my mind until that's natural. And the moment things feel natural, that's when manifestations happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not easy, but it's not complex.
No, it isn't. The thing is, you have easy, you have complex. And my mentor always say, I can make it simple for you, but it is not easy. Yes. So that is the thing. Another thing that I learned is, you have people who are here. They want that change. You have people here because they have pain, like yourself. Then you have people here, they do not have the pain, but they want to excel. They want to, they have the deep, but you have a lot of people in the middle who got used to the pain.
Yeah.
And they can't change it. So you have a lot of people there. What would you advise those people? Or do you even advise those people anything?
The thing is, they need to want something different. Here's the thing, when I work with people, and this is the really tricky thing that I've learned as being a mentor, people have to really want it. If they don't really want it, they're going to go back to the old, because the old is easier. It may not get them what they want, but it's easier. Like, it takes work to change.
It's familiar.
It takes a lot of disciplining the mind to create, to change your cause to your effect. And there's times like you could have temporary manifestations where things show up, but you go back to the old and you're wondering, why am I back in the old, or why am I even worse than I was? Because you haven't fully changed inside. Maybe you've changed temporarily, but you haven't fully bought into that new identity. And this is the thing, like, we're like, you need to fully buy into that new identity. And the second you buy into the new identity, boom, like, life is just becomes this new magical journey. Like, sure, you're gonna have contrast here or there, like, that's part of life, but that contrast just allows you to grow more and more. But that's a decision. Like, that's a conscious decision. The people who make that conscious decision, they excel. But people need, this is like where there's a lot of self-responsibility involved.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to be in a place to really be aware of what are they creating. And if you're not aware, it's like you're going to just keep going to the old thought patterns, the old thought habits, especially, like, let's talk about money. They'll go back to the ideas of lack and worry and doubt, not realize that's creating resistance from what you want. That's blocking what you want. Where if you want money, just take on the ideas of abundance. Of course, take the actions you need to take, but stay in the idea and vibration of abundance, prosperity. Only think about and see evidence for all of that. Like, a big part of manifestation is gathering evidence. That's the law of gestation. Like, that's how, you know, things, seeds happen. They gather evidence from the soil to grow into trees or fruits or...
Yeah, but that is in the beginning for people, that's very difficult. And there you have to believe before you have evidence. And that is the most important part. Yeah. Believe before you have the evidence. Yeah. And that is very deep inside.
It's getting
emotional. And I, to be honest, I do not believe that we get a new identity. I think we go back to who we truly always were.
Yeah.